when I have the opportunity, I would just like to pay respects to our great colleague, Billy Dodd, who's been co-commentator in football for a long number of years, nearly since we started. The sad loss of his dad, who passed away and was buried during the week. So commiserations to Billy and his family on the very sad loss. And a great old friend, Jerry Myler. We all started off the old pirate radio days before the official licensing of local radio, and Jerry always had a great interest in music, and sadly he has passed away. Of course, he is a brother of former Wexford senior hurling manager and Cork senior hurling manager and others, John Myler. So sad loss for the Myler family, and he'll be missed down in the Cumshan, down in that part of County Wexford. So or yeshte gura ev anam dealish. And also, just a reminder, tomorrow night there's a relook at the fixtures with the COVID lockdown continuing till March the 5th. It's expected that at the moment the Croke Park will push back fixtures from the by a month, that the league would start at the end of March rather than the end of February. And that means that the All-Irelands would finals would be pushed from July to August. And then there's a relook at the local fixtures tomorrow night, the county board meeting, virtual county board meeting, of course. And we'll know more about county fixtures as a talk about an under moving the under-20s to under-19s and various things like that, which should be sorted. Of course, Aidan will have news of that during the week. But I caught up this morning with Joe Fortune, successful manager of the Dublin Leinster minor winning team in 2005, and then with the 21 team in 2014. So he's been very successful. And at last, the native Enniscorthy man is coming home to as a selector with the under-20 team. And while I'm at it, I'd like to wish David Murphy and his management team the very best of luck with the under-20 football team whenever that will take place. But let's hear from Joe. Joining me now is Joe Fortune. I think the last time I spoke to Joe might have been 10 years ago, because he'd been involved in so many underage teams in Dublin, winning Leinster Minor in 2007 and a very good under-21 team in 2016. You were in Dublin around the time Anthony Daly was with the senior team, Joe, if my memory serves me correctly as well.
Yeah, that's right. It was around 14, actually. I was with DIT at the time, and Daly had a massive involvement, obviously, with the seniors. And it was him who, I think, just whatever happened in 21 was that year, the appointment hadn't been made. And Phil was at one of our games, one of the fifth games with DIT, and we had a good relationship because Liam Rush and those kind of guys were with me at the time at Borough, and they were part of Dalo's squad. A good relationship over the months, kind of deal. And then it just happened in around January, February time in 14. I got a call. Dalo was pushing for me to be involved in the 21s. And, you know, it looked at the time it was a great opportunity. If you remember the night we were in Parnell Park, we beat Leash in the quarter final that year. First two that jumped the wall were Dalo and Kieran Hedderton, who Richie Stakem, who were involved. So they were so. We've probably seen where 21s was at the time, Liam, with Dublin. They hadn't had in a couple of years, and he gave me an opportunity. Yeah, himself and John gave me an opportunity with the Dublin 21s at the time, and then I was lucky enough to have them. That was the year actually that in the Leinster final we spoke that night. Conor Mack's great goal. I think he actually got goal of the year that year. It was a great Wexford 21s team with Jack and with Liam Ryan and Conor Davis. Was a really good, strong 21s team. Yeah, we lost the Leinster final that year. But look, we had a couple of really interesting years at 21s. Huge country. And they look back then in 16 where we had to go down again. It always seemed to be my luck, be it with DIT or with Dublin. The first round is nearly always drawn with Wexford for whatever reason. Yeah, look, we won a Leinster final in 16, having to go down to Wexford Park first, which wasn't easy. And we came out of there and then ended up beating Offaly in the Leinster final, and unfortunately then losing up to Galway after extra time in a semi-final. But yeah, look, it was Dalo probably gave me a huge opportunity here. We'd still have a very good relationship. He would have been one of the ones I would have spoken to over the last couple of weeks as well about having an involvement outside of Dublin. And yeah, we'd have a very strong relationship still, and somebody I'd definitely look up to.
You have a good insight into Dublin hurling, obviously, being manager of Ballyboden. Is it difficult for you to understand why Dublin haven't really made the breakthrough?
It is, and look, I suppose, Liam, I suppose if you look at, even I suppose Wexford's come in the last, you know, Liam would have started that energy off and re-energising where it was talking, and obviously David came in and added to it, and Galway have come in as well, and you know, Kenny have been there, and obviously have gone back a little bit, but like, there's massive opportunities for every team, and I suppose with Dublin, they have a limited success. We had a good minor team in 07. That backbone, I suppose, Dalo's crew for probably 4 or 5 years on the back of a good minor team, did minor success in team 11 as well, maybe 12 or 10 and 11, that kind of year. long and short of the team is, and we've had this conversation ourselves in dressing rooms when everybody's gone home, that like Dublin seem to lose an awful lot of players to football, and also that are really established forwards at underage and playing football. So if you look at 11, I think when they won a minor All-Ireland semi-final against Clare, I'm pretty sure, like I'm not 100% on the stat, but I think Dublin may have scored something like 4-17 in that game. And I think 4-12 or 4-13 was scored by Kieran Kilkenny and Cormac Costello. And they didn't hurl for Dublin again after that. You look at Conor Callaghan, you know, you look at, you know, there's so many players, even young Luke Swan is playing a lot of football at home as well. So any of the top forwards that seem to be kind of, you know, promoted and do well, all of a sudden then they're to get an opportunity at the football. And, you know, if you've got 80,000 people and 5 or 6 All-Irelands in a row and the opportunity to be part of that, it's probably very hard as a young player to turn it down as well. So I would give that as being one of the main reasons that holds them back. But it's only one of them. And look, everybody wants to succeed and, you know, all the teams want to be better and want to put silverware on the table at the end of the year. But I think that's probably holding back a small bit, losing so many players to football.
As we know, you're a proud Enniscorthy man, Shamrocks man as well, the far side of the river, as they call it here. God knows you lost enough of your players to the other side of the river. We won't go down that road. But a proud Enniscorthy man who ended up teaching in Dublin and getting involved in Dublin hurling, but you never forgot where you're from, Enniscorthy. Your parents are still living there, of course.
I suppose my dad's in the river. So my mum is from just today as well. So my dad is from just up on the cliff of New Hill. But yeah, look, the opportunity that I got, Liam, when it came to, you know, 2003, 2004, the opportunity to get involved with the development squad up here gave me opportunities. You know, I've been teaching in Malahide now for 20 years, more or less. And I suppose when you get those types of opportunities, you need to take them. Like, we had relative success with that minor team. And then you move on. I suppose I went back to play myself at Kilmarnock for a number of years. And like I said, then you get an opportunity with a 20s team. I'm under no illusion as well. You get minor success. Wexford had it in 19, and you know, Dublin have had it over a couple of years as well. But it doesn't always translate into 20 success, or it doesn't always translate into senior success. And, you know, I've been very conscious, you know, saying to the lads, obviously it's James's ship, and I'm really looking forward to working with Dave and with Ned and with Liam Roach, and it'll give me an opportunity to learn as well. I just think that when you're finished, you know, until you're finished learning, or the day that you're done, you feel that you know it all, you're just all together. And this is an opportunity now that, I suppose, like I said, that Wexford saying heart and hand, I'll give them everything I have for the number of months that I'm there. And if it adds a percentage to the government and to raising the standards of the players that they have, well, that's my job done. But yeah, look, massively proud of where I'm from. Never lost it. Obviously, you know, I love my involvement that I've had with Dublin as well, and with Ballyboden over the last 3 years was just an extremely enjoyable experience dealing with some of the top players. But this new challenge, it's a new challenge down the road. It's a privilege to be asked. I'm excited about it. Pretty nervous about it too, Liam, because, you know, the setup up here is so well. Like, you asked me to pick a pair of the quirky players in the morning at any level in Dublin, or a backroom team to have behind you. You know the players, and this is a new opportunity, I suppose, to learn about, you know, like, you hear so much about the AJ Redmonds and Keane Malloys of this world, and, you know, you really want to work with that type of player. And give me an opportunity over the next while to see what these lads are made of, to make sure that any input that I can have is a positive one.
I'm a great believer in that. If you have an under-20 team, that the bulk of your team should be up to the age limit. I think that James Shiel and the lads came in, that one game really this year, and with COVID, I suppose the preparations was very difficult. But I'm a great believer, if you have a team, unless you have an exceptional young lad, I think County should be in a situation where if you have an under-20, the guy should be up to the age mark, I think, Joe, because there's a huge, as you know from teaching and from being involved in underage teams, there's a huge development in the body in even 6 months.
Yeah, hugely. And but again, Dublin teams down the country for years, and nearly the only kind of compliment you get at times is, you know, you have a very strong physical team, and that used to irk me at times as well. That you just see it sometimes as a bit of an excuse that why are other teams or why are other counties not putting the same emphasis or idea of development into the S&C from a younger age? Like, I do agree with you. I think players, and that they're good enough, Liam, and they're nearer than 20 age bracket. Like, there's a huge gap between the teams, I suppose. I've reviewed that game over the last couple of days, working with the lads and speaking to the lads on it, and there was a massive difference in the physical prowess of that Dublin team towards the Wexford team. But the next number of weeks we won't be on pitches, and there seems to be massive enthusiasm there from the group of players that we have. Like, they're all involved now in regards to the rest of the season, and will be in the next couple of days as well for those that are not. an opportunity to get a bit of work done on that. Like, Liam, when will we be on a pitch next? Like, I'm looking at the window here in Lloyd. It's, you know, it's lashing rain. Like, I'd love nothing more now to be down in Ferns this morning and getting to know these players more. But when will we get on a pitch? Restrictions that we're in it, and will this be a competition that's going in the summer, hopefully, or will it be pushed back in similar to what it was last year? So, look, we don't really know where we're at that yet, but we have an opportunity now. I suppose there's a 5 or 6 week gap minimum up until we get on to pitch again. The lads can be doing a bit of work, and there seems to be a very enthusiastic bunch there. I suppose the work that we get to do over the next 5 or 6 weeks hopefully will stand to them when we get back out to grass again.
Yeah. You're actually a secondary school teacher, Joe, are you?
Primary, Liam.
Oh, primary, yeah. So you get him at the really development stage.
Yeah, and again, I suppose that's probably where my initial involvement was in that. You know, Malahide is more of a football and rugby kind of stronghold than it would be hurling, but we had a couple of good years of success here with coming amongst competitions and still do. And like, you're developing players at a very young age and you get an opportunity to kind of build relationships with them and parents as well, which is probably critical at that underage level as well. But that's something that I love doing. I'm very passionate about my own teaching. I mean, I love the school that I'm in. And you have to be at the minute, I suppose, to be sitting at the end of Zoom calls every day and as well here in our home school. And you'd have to be passionate, because I think it was my own mum and dad always said that's really like a vocation at times. As much as the criticism that can be there in the media at the moment about teachers, people that are doing it right, it is a real dedication at the minute to make sure that you're trying to introduce the kids that are learning much into that.
Well, I remember asking a question a long time ago, would you like to get involved in Wexford teams? And you said you would, and it's taken this length for you to get involved. Joe, I've been banging your drum for a while. So you must be delighted, and you obviously got the call to come down, because I think you were going to take time out. You have 3 girls, which means you're busy. You must have had to think long and hard about it, because Ballyboard and St. Enda's, that's a tough job in itself.
So what a club in regards to their history and their passion and their success rates as well. In 3 years there, we had a great county final, great run in 18. In a final after a replay, and of course Dalo was over Cooks at the time, which I suppose was just hanging in the hands there of the embrace at the end of the game, because we would have massive respect at the time and still for each other, and went on there and were beaten by Ballyhale in a Leinster final, beaten very comprehensively that day by a very strong Ballyhale team. But three very good years there, got back to a county final after a poor start last year, got to a county final against Doolin and were pipped by 3 or 4 points. But loved the time I was there. And then, yeah, genuinely, Liam, it was a year where I was kind of saying, look, it was hard last year as a manager to put a real stamp on things with the COVID restrictions. And, you know, you'd wonder really what players, are they starting to listen to yourself and Billy or whatever with matches down below, and you're kind of going, like, what real enjoyment is there when there's no real buzz there, there's no real bang at the crowd? And if you ask me, one of my abiding memories of playing with Wexford is, I think tonight we Connor Max scored that goal in 14. I'll never forget the roar of the crowd with the ball hit the net. You know, and that passion that's missing at the minute, is the real enjoyment not there when there's so many restrictions and plans were hard. But look, I got a call, yeah, and I spoke to Micheál Martin, the new county chairman, and, you know, just a passionate man about standards, Wexford hurling and having Wexford people involved. And, you know, he really lit a flame on it in regards to, you know, didn't want to have an involvement, and spoke to James, and 2 or 3 were meeting there on Friday with the lads on Zoom, and the passion that's in Ned, you can see the passion David Redmond and Liam Roach. So look, it's probably reinvigorated me a bit to kind of go, look, it's a different challenge, you know, Joe leading chip. It's you know, it's something I haven't done before. I suppose the teams that I've had before from a minor perspective or 20 perspective or colleges or whatever, it's always been my team, and I suppose everybody been answerable to me. But this is an opportunity to become really passionate Wexford men, and something that I'm really looking forward to. And you know, there seems to be good correspondence and communication there with the county board. So it's up to me to make sure that the standards as well, that's for the players and for the back room, it's good enough.
It's great that you're getting involved in Wexford, Joe. You'll hardly leave Dublin, I'd say. It'd be hard to move 4 women out of Dublin, but such a short journey now to Ferns that I suppose that's not an inconvenience. Wexford hurling, they're working hard, very difficult, a lot of distractions. It's a lot of people talk about it's tough on elderly people at the moment, this COVID, but I think it's far tougher on young people that are going to college, you know, the age group that you are going to work with. They're not sure where their exams are, they're not sure what college life, they don't ample college life, they're locked in a bedroom maybe all day trying to do work. I think it's far tougher that age group, Joe.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose any team that I've worked with, Liam, the thing for me is the player. Like, if you want that to go to the trenches with you and go to war, you have to understand where the person is as a player and as a person outside of the game too. And I agree that young people at the moment, I suppose, there's a lot of uncertainty about where they are, and you know, a lot of them will be in regards to their own academic studies and travel and their sport. And I would hope that you know, some really enthusiastic and talented players don't lose the graft for them. You know, lads are being given opportunities, maybe not nearly too much time to themselves. And the family thing and the idea of creating a bond with a group of players is massively important. And I think that when you look at, I suppose, where we are in the country, the world, you know, certainty about where we're going to go. But I suppose that's when you get an opportunity to build a bit of a bond and an understanding there that players see from the likes of myself and James and David and so on, that you're looking out for them in regards to everything outside of hurling too. I just think when you get to that real trench battle, something that I would always have said of any group, that if you're going, you're part of something, you're part of it, and then you have to understand it here on both sides of the white line.
Thanks for taking the call, Ed, that you're getting involved, and we look forward to seeing you in the flesh. And Wexford are a lot of talented young hurlers, so I'm sure you're delighted to get your teeth into it, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, Liam. I really appreciate it.